Part 17, Chapter 8. Johnny stood in the drenching rain and looked at the platform of the ancient, wrecked flatbed. Here, within the last 2 or 3 days, or perhaps only hours ago, stood 3 bound human beings, 2 old Brigante women and 1 young Scot, waiting for the cyclos to come out and seize them, helpless to move or escape, probably covered from behind by poison arrows and grenades. How many Bantu and Pygmies had stood in this place the same way, captured and sold by the Brigantes? And the cyclos had come and taken them, bought them from the one-time mercenaries with the articles now lying there. The 2 old women had died in agony. The fate of the Scot was unknown. A Russian lance had gingerly tested the flatbed and barter goods for booby traps. If Johnny knew cyclos, and if they felt this trade ended future relations, it would have been rigged to explode. It wasn't. The cyclo employees must think that when they retook the planet, they'd be back. Johnny examined the goods. Sealed metal containers, 100 pounds of sulfur, 100 of nitre. Under the tarpaulin lay a big coil of mine fuse, articles that could be used, adding only charcoal, to make grenades. In a smaller, wrapped pack, mine radio power cartridges. Such was the price of 3 human beings. Johnny turned his back on it and walked to where a Russian officer and men were holding the captured Brigantes. There were 17 of them left alive. They sat with their hands gripped back of their heads, looking down at the ground, very still under the ring of assault rifle muzzles. 7 wounded Brigantes lay about, groaning and moving in the thick humus. 12 dead Brigantes had been hauled in and lay in a heap. 1 of the 17 sensed a new presence and looked up. He was a barrel-chested brute, teeth broken long ago, face scarred and pitted, a huge jaw, short-cut hair. He was dressed in monkey skins cut in a military pattern. 2 bandoliers slotted with poisoned arrows crossed his chest. His eyes looked like scummed pools.
"Why did you fire on us?"
he demanded. It came out as,
"Why'd you fire on us?"
English, if you could unscramble it.
"I think it was the other way around. What were you doing here?"
"By conventions and articles of war, you can only get my name, rank, and serial number."
Mush, but understandable.
"All right,"
said Johnny, leaning on his cane.
"What is that you said?"
"Arf Muifi Kaptunk, Fit Commando, Occupation Fierces, Yarmy of Hautazari. Are you the Relief Force or United Nations?"
Johnny turned to David Fox, the coordinator, with a raised eyebrow.
"They have a myth, a legend, that someday the International Bank will send a relief force. I think the United Nations was some political organization that looked after small countries and interfered when they were attacked. It's remarkable that they could keep a myth going that long."
"Where is your main body?"
"Don't have to answer nothing but name, rank, and serial number,"
said the Brigante captain.
"Well now, if we were this relief force, we'd have to know, wouldn't we?"
"If you're part of the relief force, you'd know where it was,"
challenged the Brigante.
"The relief force is already there, or gung be there any day."
"I think we'd better talk to your commander."
"General Sneath? He's in a main base camp. Too far."
Johnny shrugged and waved a hand at the Russian officer as though to go ahead. The Russians nosed up their assault rifles.
2 days march over there,"
said the Brigante captain, trying to point with tied hands and then making do frantically with his chin.
"How long ago did you put the captives over on that platform?"
"Platform?"
said the Brigante, playing it dumb. Johnny turned to the Russian officer again.
Yesterday afternoon,
said the Brigante swiftly. The fate of the Scot was important, if he were alive. Johnny cast around as to what he could do. He had a makeshift tail on the convoy. He had an ambush in front of it. There was no flanking in these woods. Indeed, a ground car, much less a truck, would almost run into itself trying to get around these trees, or even be able to make headway over this soaking wet humus. No wonder the Cyclos had their own arrangements with the Brigantes. He decided he'd have to wait for the battle. He told the Russian coordinator the orders for the Russian officer. In a very gingerly, alert fashion, they began to strip the Brigantes, going over their monkey-skin uniforms for knives and concealed weapons, which abounded. They were in the process of tying the descendants of the long-ago mercenaries when Captain Arf Moifi pleaded,
"You mind if I attend to my wounded?"
Johnny let him go ahead. Moifi jumped up, grabbed a heavy club, and pounced on the 7 wounded before he could be stopped, with expert swings that landed, crushing thuds on their skulls. He killed them. Smiling and gratified, he threw down the club and turned to a Russian so his hands could be retied.
Thank you.